2017, Malta was shaken to the core with the tragic killing of Mrs. Daphne Caruana Galizia. Since then, including in the period under review, government has further prioritized media freedom and the safety of journalists, and has taken several initiatives in this regard. In 2018, the Media and Defamation Act was enacted, establishing a newly revised legal framework in terms of media law, libel, defamation and slander under Maltese law. The legislation strengthened the right to freedom of expression through the abolition of criminal libel from Maltese media law and criminal law, introduced the new civil tort of slander, and the regulation of web-based news and current affairs services. In the case of actions brought for allegedly defamatory statements, a plaintiff must now bring proof of serious harm or a likelihood of serious harm. The new law provides in detail for several defences, which were only scantily referred to under the previous law, which were developed and transformed through the judgments of the European Court of Human Rights. Furthermore, a number of anti-slap provisions were introduced, doing away with the filing of precautionary warrants against journalists and the filing of multiple lawsuits against a journalist on the same facts. These provisions aimed at eliminating the possibility of the institution of slap lawsuits. In October 2022, government tabled 3 bills in Parliament. These bills complement the existing legal framework with the aim of further strengthening the fourth pillar of democracy and will, amongst other things, introduce provisions intended to further protect the democratic way of life and the rule of law, strengthen the fundamental rights of freedom of expression, privacy and media freedom, and further safeguard journalists and media professionals against slap lawsuits. In line with the report of the public inquiry on the assassination of Ms. Daphne Caruana Galizia, government also appointed a committee of experts on media. This committee includes academics and members of the Institute of Maltese Journalists, who have a wide knowledge and experience in Malta's media industry. The aim of the committee was twofold: to analyze the journalism and media sector in Malta and make recommendations thereon, and to give its reactions on the pertinent draft legislative amendments drafted by government. The draft legislative amendments proposed were drafted following consultation with key stakeholders, including the OSCE representative on freedom of the media, the Institute of Maltese Journalists, and in continued dialogue with the family of Ms. Caruana Galizia. It is also pertinent to point out that the bills were open for scrutiny and review by the public at large. This process was concluded in June 2022, when the committee presented government with its consideration on these bills. Government took up the vast majority of recommendations made by this committee. A further round of consultations on the 3 bills took place at the initiative of government and the Institute of Maltese Journalists. This included a public consultation event organized by the committee itself. The Committee of Experts issued an updated report in July 2023 with the evaluation of the public consultation results. The report was subsequently tabled by the Prime Minister to the House of Representatives on 2 October 2023. In light of the recent agreement on the text for the EU directive on SLAP, government reiterated its full support to the directive and remains fully committed to implement these proposals. Government will be issuing a white paper on the proposed media reform laws in the coming months and will also be holding another public consultation as part of the legislative process. I thank you.
Thank you. I now invite Mr. Michael Camilleri.